Om Shanti. Once again, as weekly program, we are starting today also. We like to welcome Didi Nirmala with great love and respect, that Didi has been sustaining all of us tirelessly. And today, beautiful topic, as we are celebrating, you know, January month of Brahma Baba's Day, footsteps of Brahma Baba, yogi to deity life. That what Brahma Baba has done in every day, in daily routine lifestyle, that he created that beautiful life of divinity, a deity, a divine, non-violence. Such a beautiful lifestyle he lived in his time, and also he became example for all of us. Today that many, many hundreds and thousands of Brahmins are following that footsteps. So we like to request Didi Nirmala to give us little essence of this topic, as well as we will have question answers. Didi Nirmala, over you.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Brahma Baba has been the chariot of Sri Baba. And a good example for all Brahmins, because through vision and knowledge that he got from Sri Baba, he implemented in his practical life. So we have to follow in thinking, speaking, and karma yoga as he did. So we have to follow his footsteps there. He was always introvert, and that's why he could give others the experience of supersensuous bliss. All activity, sitting, walking, should be like him. Though none of you have seen Brahma Baba, but by reading his biography, we can really understand how he was in old days. We used to demonstrate how Lakshmi and Narayan used to walk, because deities, they don't walk fast, or when they walk, they don't make noise. When we are walking, sometimes or most times, there is noise of shoes, and everybody would know somebody is coming. Whereas royal people, angels, they walk so softly, gently and royally. So we will have to have total purity. And whatever we speak should be divine. he was in an ordinary body, but he was highest among human beings, Purushottam. So our job may be very ordinary, but our stage should be great. Baba says, if you are in a yogi stage, even if you are preparing balls of coal, because in the old days, we used to prepare balls of cow dung and coal powder. So your hands may be dirty, black, but your face should be shining, sparkling. And Baba had deep love for Murli. And he suggests every child to read Murli every day, listen to Murli every day. And when we used to travel from Mumbai to Madhuban in early days, in 60s, we were traveling for nearly 24 hours. And we used to come, reach Madhuban by 11 o'clock. So after showering, we used to go and meet Baba and say, hello, we have come. And he used to welcome us. But first thing he used to ask, have you read today's Murli? No? Then go and read first before you go for lunch. Second question he was to ask, especially the first timers, have you seen me before? So first timer had to say, yes Baba, every kalpa we are seeing you. And to mothers, he would ask the question, how many children you have? So mothers have, we were training mothers, teachers will train mothers, tell Baba, one alaukik and four alaukik, whatever number. And his faith in Shiv Baba was so much, and that's why he was carefree, because he knew that Baba will take care of all the problems and obstacles. So he was carefree, though he was looking after so many children and centers. And he had spiritual intoxication. He was very keen for doing service and inspiring Brahmins to do service. So until last day, he was serving on 18 January 69, morning Murli, he couldn't go because of chest pain. But he went at night to take night class. So until last day he was giving Murli. Even when he was in Bombay in hospital, because at one stage he had to be operated because there was enlarged prostate and he could not pass urine. So it was operation, but even after operation, from hospital, he used to give murli, and somebody used to listen on the phone, and then share in the class. He was always intoxicated, his moods were not changing. So we have to see that we are in the stage of equanimity, not changing our moods. He was very economical. He used to, even in Murli, he says, do minimum expenditure and give maximum result. So we have to economize not only money, but thoughts, energy and words. Nothing should be wasted. There was only one father and no one else in his mind. Even in his staying with Laukiks, his relationship was alaukik. He was never affected by Maya. As it is, he was 60 years old. So there was no question of sex lust or anything. Complete purity. But he was paying attention that his stage is in equanimity, flying stage, and overcoming obstacles. He had a balanced life, loving yet detached. When his sons left Yagya, he had no regret or sorrow, especially when Narayana Dada left Yagya. He gave him only ticket from Abu to Ahmedabad. No more money. Because he said, I have surrendered my everything to Yagya. He asked his all children whether he can surrender to Yagya. They said yes. And so he didn't have anything for his children. He said, I don't have any money for you or for me also. So he was quite detached. He had balance of love and law. Every child he had meeting unconditional love. But he wanted everybody to follow Srimad. So he was having balance of sweetness and strictness. Balance of economy and generosity. Because, as you might know, here in Mount Abu, that's so cold, and laborers, when he saw them, they don't have cardigan or enough warm clothes. What he used to do is, if he used to see some laborer doesn't have cardigan, he will immediately tell Brahmani was Lachu Dadi, Lachu Beta, give this child some sweater or cardigan or something. And whoever comes to Madhavan receives gift, whether they put any money in Baba's box or not, everybody gets gift. Without gift, nobody goes back. And food also, as you know, as you see, whoever, because when double foreigners or children come, then they get spaghetti and noodles and such things. When South Indian comes, they will get idli sambar, coffee, buttermilk. So whichever state people come from, they have their own special dish, and Bhandara will cook that. So now our cook also can cook variety dishes. His love for Laukik and Alaukik was same, similar, because his wife, his Laukik wife and children were staying in Yajna, and there were 400 others who were staying there. But he never showed any preference to his Laukik children. Even when he appointed Mama as head of organization, Vrijendra Dadi, his Laukik daughter-in-law, and Nirmal Shanta Dadi, his Laukik daughter, were in Gyan. But Mama, being more clever and Gyani Yogi, he appointed Mama as head of organization. Balance of soul and body, because body also has to be looked after, and soul needs Gyan Yoga, that is also there. Balance of remembrance and service. Balance of solitude and gathering. Enjoy whichever situation is there. If you are alone, don't say, "I am feeling lonely." Be in remembrance. Be in Baba's company. And if there is a big crowd also, don't be afraid. balance of being responsible and instrument. Then you can remain light. Balance of busy and easy. Balance of humble and intoxicated. Balance of child and master. As a child, try to follow whatever the team decide. As a master, give suggestion what's to be done, how to be done. Balance of self-service and world service. Because sometimes we are so busy in serving others that we miss Murli or Amrit Vela, etc. So balance. Balance of introvert and entertaining. What Baba did is, when Prakashmani Dadi went first in Mumbai, there wasn't much service. Not many Brahman created. So what Baba did is, he sent dead fly in the envelope saying, "You are killing flies and not doing service." That's Indian sort of a blaming people if they are not doing something. We say, "You are killing flies." And I remember few times when we were going on 1st April, then when we were sitting in the taxi, Lachhu Dadi came running. Baba has sent you totally garam garam pakoda. And outside the batter is of chickpeas, but inside would be either cotton or shell of peanuts. Cautioning and having good wishes. And lastly, incorporeal, egoless, wiseless. That was Baba. So it's time for us to follow Brahma Baba and not be careless. Baba says, don't be careless or don't give excuses. You must be able to follow Srimad and have intense effort. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi Nirmala. Beautiful footsteps of Brahma Baba. Lot of to follow. But still we have some questions. Many of double foreigners have not met Sakar Baba. We only heard about Yajna stories. Why knowing Yajna stories so important for our spiritual progress?
Because you have not met Brahma Baba, you need to know. Because in my time we had many dadis who had been for 14 years with Brahma Baba. And Brijendra Dadi was expert telling stories. So in Mumbai, we had many Dadis. and we used to hear stories from them. But to tell you truth, my faith became pakka when I heard few yajna stories. Because I said, Shiva Baba is okay, God, I can believe in corporeal God. But Brahma is a medium of Shiva Baba. It's difficult for me to believe. But when I heard Yajna's story, I said, that's right. It is Shiva Baba speaking through Brahma. And whatever he is telling is truth. Because two questions I had. One was about Brahma Baba. Second was, Kalpa is 5,000 years and repeats identically. That was my question. But as I say this, once I said, oh, this is God, he is speaking through Brahma. So whatever God is telling is truth. Then I didn't have this doubt of Kalpa 5,000 years and repeating identically.
Thank you. Second question, how does appreciating yajna stories makes one easy to follow Brahma footsteps? At present time, as not many dadis, dadas are around, we don't get to hear many stories of yajna stories. How to get to hear more of these yajna stories? Any resources?
I always advise everybody to read the biography of Brahma Baba. And especially translated from Hindi to English. Because the English version printed in London, I find it very shallow, not deep enough. Whereas Indian translated to English is very deep. And many stories of dadis, how they had vision, or how they came to jnana, etc. So read the biography
of Brahma Baba, Adidev, yes. So the third, Brahma Baba had no one physical being example to follow during his days. How does Brahma Baba still become number one effort intense maker? No one to follow, but he became effort maker, intense effort maker, number one.
After all, he was chariot of Shiva Baba, and he was listening Baba's Gyan. So he was the first one to listen and follow it. So by Gyan and Yoga, he followed. He was able to follow, because sometimes we have knowledge, but we don't have power, yoga power. So we can't follow. And we have many excuses. Oh, we are in family, we are in job, we are in a society. Whereas Brahma Baba was 60, disinterested in the old world, and his Jnana Yoga foundation was very firm, because all of them had 14 years tapasya. So he could follow Baba Srimat and signals very well. That's why he became number one.
I heard once very beautiful class that Brahma Baba maintained only two faces. One was cheerful, other one was yogi. He kept his mind beyond of all things, yogi. Or come into action, very cheerful. Not just cheerful face, a mind. It means only two faces. He did not go into struggle. He may have done process, you know, things come in life, but he did not put his mind into any kind of struggling, battling, any of sanskar. So his effort was really number one, being yogi and cheerful. Thank you. Another question. Didi, we know that Brahma is very intoxicated in becoming future deity, future prince, future emperor. How does Brahma Baba able to maintain and create such a powerful intoxication?
He had a vision in which he heard Baba saying, "You are Vishnu. You are going to become master of the world." So naturally, he was very much aware that he will be the master of the world. And his Jnana and Yoga foundation was very powerful. So he could maintain that intoxication.
As I also heard once that, you know, in Pandavavan history hall, there is Krishna's picture. Whenever he used to come to conduct yoga or give Murli class, Baba used to see that picture of Krishna and get that memory. This is what I am going to become tomorrow, a Krishna. So very clear vision, no other thoughts in between. Even the seeing the picture, intoxication was generated. So thank you, Didi. Another question on faith. How does Brahma Baba maintain such an unshakable faith in Shiv Baba? Is it faith more through vision or through the Murli? Can Didi share some unforgettable examples in Yajna that inspire faith in the children?
Brahma Baba had faith based mainly on vision, and not only he but others had also seen through Brahma, Vishnu or Krishna. Whenever they used to chant, they used to meditate with open eyes chanting, and rather than seeing Brahma, they could see Narayana or Vishnu. And that was in the early stage mainly vision that helped all those who came in the beginning. The Jnana was not so deep, just Baba's drishti, and within half an hour they used to go in trance, had vision. And many things were solved, like in a one of the sunny days, they had kept grain outside. And suddenly, Sandeshi, one of the Sandeshis, went in trance and said, "Bring the grain quickly inside, it will be going to rain." And they brought it in. Once, that store, because right from beginning they used to store grain. So there was some weevil in grain, and Mama was responsible to look after the grain. So Sandeshi said, "Mama, just see the grain. There are some worms inside." And it was solved. So many people had a vision of Lakshmi through Mama or Saraswati, because many times Mama used to travel around, and those who had vision, they helped the yagya. Tikandadi of Bangalore, she had hard time to serve their local people, because in Bangalore people mainly speak Kannada, and she would know only Hindi and Sindhi. So there was very small center, and Baba sent Mama so that the center can flourish. So she had to go and look for some bigger place, public place or hall, and accommodation for Mama. And she went in the shopping area and entered one shop and tell that shopkeeper, "Saraswati goddess is coming to Bangalore. I am looking for her accommodation and public talk." And that shopkeeper had new flat, new hall, and also he supplied some grain and ghee and milk and everything. And when Mama came, he met and he had that feeling of Mama being Saraswati. So many places where there were opposition or those who didn't know Brahma Kumaris and Mama, when they traveled, they had a vision of Saraswati. And with Murli, once in a Murli, Baba mentioned, "Why India is fighting for land with Pakistan, a piece of land, why they are fighting?" And that Murli came in the hand of government officers. So one officer came to Madhuban. So first one of the dadis attended that officer, and then that officer came to meet Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba said, "I didn't give that Murli. It is Lord Shiva who gave that point." So he says, "Tell him not to speak about like that in the Murli." So once One Sikh brother came to murder him. And when he came in the room of Brahma Baba, he just say, "I want to see Brahma Baba." So he like some seeker who wants to know something. He came there, and when he came in the door, rather than seeing Brahma Baba, he saw Guru Nanak. So he didn't kill him. He cried and said, "I'm sorry, I came with ill intention." So vision played a lot of role in the early stage.
Because such a stage, no? Beautiful, powerful stage of Brahma, Baba, Mama, they really maintain that positivity, the pure vibrations, their urja, their energy is so pure that anyone's mind can change. Such a powerful yoga. So another question, Didi, there are many test papers in the yajna. Many test papers in the yajna. How does Brahma Baba able to pass through all those papers? Didi can mention some specialities in Brahma Baba that enable him to be victorious in all those papers. Brahma Baba's specialities.
He was very powerful, as well as his connection with Baba was very strong, because when he was once in Delhi, staying with Major. Now, whilst he was staying with Major General, once Major died and was in his lap in the last stage. Now, Brahma Baba being the instrument, naturally, he had to think about public, his Laukik family, etc. So, immediately he left Delhi. So, the thing is, many test papers, even in the early days, the NTOM Mandali, they had court case. He put Mama in front because Mama was official administrative head of the Barba Kumaris. So Mama went in the court and Mama boldly replied everything. So, obstacles did come, but he remained quite stable and peaceful. And that was his yoga power and touching that he got from Shiva.
Thank you. Next one. How does Brahma Baba handle situations regarding defamation and insult to the yajna, especially those children who are close to yajna and then left?
Because he knew karma philosophy, those children who have defamed yajna, after leaving yajna, he maintained good wishes for them. When they were leaving yajna, they asked for their jewelry that they had brought. And Brahma Baba knew that they may not stay long. So he gave it to Mamma, but not sold it, even when there was beggary part, when there was nothing in yajna. He sold other people's jewelry, even they had to sell the record. Because in those days, they were playing record for music before Murli. So gramophone record, he had to sell, but he didn't sell for those children. He had just good wishes and pure feeling for even those who left, and didn't care for whatever defamation came to him, because he knew, and he always tells in Murli, that before you wear golden aged crown, you have to wear the crown of thorn and defamation. So he was stable.
That's right. So next question, Didi, is okay? Most double foreigners have not seen Brahma Baba. How can we experience Sakar Baba in our daily Brahmin life? Experiencing Avyakt Baba may be easy, as we had seen Avyakt Baba.
Yes, it's easy to remember Avyakt Baba Dada and Chariot Gulzar Dadi, because you haven't seen Sakar Baba, or you haven't received that Sakar Baba's sustenance, love, etc. So Baba always says, if you find it easy to remember incorporeal Shiv Baba, fine. If you like to remember Bap Dada Brahma Baba, if you like to remember Avyak Bap Dada, it's fine. Everything is right in yajna. Whether you remember Baba in Madhuban, Saral region, Soul World, fine.
Easy.
Whichever is easy for you, yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Next one. Can Didi share some personal experiences, Didi, with Sakar Baba, that till today inspired Didi very much in Didi making spiritual effort till today? Some of your personal experiences.
The personal experience of Baba which inspired me is maintain spiritual love for everyone, whatever they are, whoever they are, whatever they are doing. By maintaining love and good wishes and pure feelings, we are able to help them.
Okay. Next, does Brahma Baba have any special role in the tribunal at the end? If there is, please do share on Brahma Baba's role and also the role of tribunal.
Tribunal is where in Dharmaraj Puri, when the soul has not cleared the vikarma and not suffered for that in last birth, in tribunal they have vision. Dharmaraj Puri, Brahma Puri turns to Dharmaraj Puri at the end, when all the souls are going back to Paramdham, and Brahma Baba also plays the role in that tribunal. because some of the children, Brahma Baba had directly given direction to change, but they didn't change or perform some vikarma. So in that tribunal, he will be showing what wrong they have done while speak in yajna. So different birds we might have done vikarma, and that vikarma, some people suffer mentally, physically, financially in last birth, but some people haven't cleared through yoga power or suffering, they will be punished in Dharmarajpuri. So they are like jurors. These days, jurors make decision about criminal and victim. So same thing in Dharmarajpuri.
Okay. Next. Didi, do share on your advice and some inspiring words in this coming January 18th. How do we celebrate it this year to be so different from the past years?
Today also Baba gave us direction, yeah, as we should become mindful. And my effort is also on that, to maintain combined form. Because remembering Baba we have been doing all the time. But we know the time is short and we have to bring the time closer for heaven. So we have to be introverted, introspecting, checking ourselves, compare with Brahma Baba. That how many percentage we have purity, what vices we have. So plan intense effort to become full and remain combined with Shiv Baba.
Okay, Devi Nirmala, few more questions. Let's see within a 2-3 minutes how many we can handle. Question to Didi, how can I have a good meditation to close to Baba when there are a lot of pictures, voices in my mind when I meditate?
I think what we have to do is see that we are soul conscious, following all disciplines of brahmacharya, pure food, because in the West or East also, China has this, from China question, and China people eat all sorts of food. So we have to see that we are eating pure sattvic food and not cooked by maid or servant, unless they are jnani.
Okay, one more. Online, from online. Who are the advanced party souls? What are they doing? Are they incognito, or will they display their talent in public media like TV or YouTube?
Advanced party souls are those who have left body after jnana. Most of those souls have I think in last 20 years, those souls who have left body, Baba has really given message that they are advanced party souls. They have gone there to prepare for golden age. So they are in a royal family, they are friends, and they are planning for the new world. So they will not be known until late.
Okay, so Didi, what shall we do? Do meditation? Finish. Thank you for giving such beautiful wisdom, clarity. Please give big hand to Didi. So we will have powerful meditation, few minutes.
मधुबन के आंगन में जिधर भी हम जाएं मीठे प्यारे बाबा की झलक